Yo, man, what's up?
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. What's going on? How's everything going? Everything good?
Earlier today we got to hook up and do a recording for our interview with Fox 5's Tisha Lewis.
Yes. Shouts out to Tisha Lewis. Cool, so. Shouts out to Tisha Lewis, man. That was different. That was exciting. That was cool.
Yeah, so I'm still on a little bit of a buzz from that. So that's pretty amazing. Thanks, JB. One day I'm gonna get it straight.
JB always gonna take care of us, man. I appreciate the man back there doing everything.
Thank you.
But yeah, definitely a new step for us, you know, in a positive way.
Yeah. Shouts out to Tisha. Thank you so much. We appreciate you you know, showing the love and allowing us to come and do that.
Indeed.
So,
Fox, all y'all appreciate that. So, you know, it's not our normal wet Wednesday. I don't know what's happening.
It was raining earlier. It was raining hard earlier.
No. Wasn't getting wet enough. I don't like it.
It wasn't wet enough.
I like my Wednesdays. I like my Wednesdays wet, okay, but it's, okay. I'm just saying. But it's nice, a little blustery, but a pretty good day.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for it. I really thought it was going to be nice and warm, going to wear a skirt. I was like, nah, let me turn back around. Put some pants on. It's cold out here.
You had to rethink that one, huh?
Yes, I did.
And that's what you get. That's See, try and be grown. Trying to be grown. Speaking of which, let me ask you a question, man. Tit for tat. Here we go. We're going right into it, man. Please explain to the audience, what is a hot girl summer? I'm going in right now early. Listen, man, I ain't got a... Man, shouts out to Yum Yum Queen. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Yum Yum Juice up, in the Mary? Building. I'm going to let her gather her thoughts. And ask... Please answer the question, because we got a lot of questions behind that question. Go ahead, please, man. Please, explain. Hot girl summer.
So
what are we doing?
Hot girl. I remember hot girls when we was in school, right? That was like Lil Wayne and, you know, 300 Degrees and all that.
Yeah.
I'm the hot girl. Somebody that's feeling themselves, right? Somebody that's confident and loving themselves and they feel like they hot. Like they got it like
that. So that's what we doing.
So they claiming that's our season. Yeah
well,
season.
You tried it. You tried it last year. You saw what happened. COVID. Boom. COVID. So, you know, it's turning to a real warm girl summer.
Lukewarm.
It's lukewarm. You're sticking your toe in, man. But whatever, you do what you got to do. Nah, I ain't hearing none of that, though. So, you know, if women can... Are women able to have hot girl summer if they got a man?
Why not? So, see, I didn't say nothing about any extracurriculars, activities. It's about feeling yourself and you know, and feeling like you hot, like you got it like that, and just enjoying yourself. So, that's my interpretation of a hot girl summer.
Okay.
I mean, you got to be out there hot in the ass. You know?
I'm just saying. We out here bouncing around. Hey, I mean, I'm just saying.
No judgment.
Listen, I'm not judging either. Which kind of brings me kind of to my next question. Like, so, you know, we having these lukewarm girl summers. All right? We having these lukewarm summers now. There's a lot of assets out there.
Yeah, I've seen it. Anytime it gets a little bit warm, I see somebody's booty cheeks hanging out their shorts.
Yeah, see, I didn't even say anything. I said assets. Yeah. You know, but I guess if you're with your significant other or woman or spouse or man or whatever the case is, are we allowed to look?
I mean, I think that's what God gave us eyes for, was to look. I think it's always not necessarily what you do right, but how you do it. So I've seen people, you know, be with a partner, and I've seen a dude like literally turn his whole body around, his head break his neck, turn around looking at some girl walking past him. Now that's totally disrespectful.
It is,
and that's really excessive. Yeah. You know, like put your shades on or something. You know, try to cover it up. The hater block is on. There you go. There you go, JB.
Hey, listen, man, I got shades on.
The hater block is on. Something. Don't be disrespectful about
it. Listen, man, you gotta have the technique down. So you just look straight for a long time. Even when she passes, don't just fight the urge. Don't even turn. Just be like, I'm good. Because whatever it is, somebody's looking at you to see if you're going to turn around and look at them. Yep. Just to check. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So just, you know, helpful hints. That's all.
Yep. But anyway. Really getting smacked up this summer.
Man, oh my gosh. I'm looking. I don't care. I'm looking. I'm looking.
It's not always what you do, but how you do it.
Yeah, because, you know, and it's not about, like, actually going after that person, right? It's like, I appreciate mm-hmm. what you bring in mm-hmm. past me at this right. present time, because you're gone. I'm probably never going to see you again, right?
And, I mean, you never know. And also, too, let's be honest, you know, that's part of the reason why, to some degree, why people like, get dressed and, mm-hmm. you know, want to look all fly and cute, whatever. You want to be appreciated for it, so.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Just don't be disrespectful with it.
Well, there's a lot of women disrespectful with the outfits, you know. Yeah. I'm just going to leave it right there. But do your thing. Do your hot girl summer, man.
Lukewarm.
Whatever. Yeah. But let's jump right into it. I mean, we got Dr. Gigi Spearman coming on board. I believe this is your guest.
Yes, she's my guest. I'm super excited to have her come join us a little bit. I actually met her. So just a little bit of a background. My daughters are enrolled. I always enroll them in a program mm-hmm. called College for Kids. And that's a shout out to Miss Gloria Yarborough. Okay. She's a retired teacher in the area. And one of my best friend's mom.
That's Ebony Mama?
Yes, my Ebony Mama.
What up, yep. Ebony?
Yeah. So Miss Gloria, okay. for anybody that knows her, she is a hoot. She's so funny. But anyway, she put this program together. It's been going on for about 20 years now, actually. Okay. And it's for the kids, for the youth in the area. And so what they do is, it's again called College for Kids. So they literally take the kids onto the campus of Nova. Mm-hmm. They let them meet up once every Saturday morning for the duration of what would be a semester, you know, about 12 weeks.
Right.
And they let the kids have their, you know, they have like a quote-unquote college experience. They teach them all different kinds of fundamentals, from STEM, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and math.
I love STEM. Yep.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. To they've had people come in there that are entrepreneurs. You know, and just explain that kind of stuff to them. Dentists, scientists, you know, just all different types of careers and professionals have come in, and they come in to talk to the kids.
Science technicians, yeah, exactly.
And just to give them an idea of all different kinds of walks of life that they could follow, and kind of help start to get their mind headed in that direction. And, you know, sorry, and just thinking about college and thinking about what that means, and kind of just, again, just getting that experience, especially when you have kids that are that young. You know, my daughter started doing it when they were like 6 or 7.
Right.
So when they're so young and impressionable, you know, again, just getting them in that mindset of thought of, okay, this is what happens after high school. Mm-hmm. We go to college, and look how much fun this is. And even though it's just that one day, right, it's mm-hmm. just, a, you know, on their level, kind of that experience. It's just, again, it's just an awesome program that they have for the kids. So long story short, sorry, Dr. Spearman, I met her, and I'll never forget, I literally met her the day they have their graduation ceremony at the end of the program. Okay. And they actually have the kids, they put them in cap and gown. It's so funny because they're all too big for the kids, right? They're like falling all over them. But it's really cute. They put them in cap and gowns, and they, you know, let them walk through the process of graduating, you know, getting your degree and having a diploma handed to you mm-hmm. and having somebody shake your hand, just seeing, you know, embodying and walking so they can right. manifest, you know, that for themselves.
And I think we lose a lot of that too. So even when they're like 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, you got to think that you're making a really big impact mm-hmm. on their lives. So yeah. I coach, you know, part-time. I got a 4 and 5 year old team. And a 16 and 7 year old team that I help out with. Shout out to PME, Playmakers Elite. You know, we got a flag team over there, and we were just working on like drills. And, you know, we said, hey, you think they can do this drill? And why not? Before you knew it, they picked it up like really, really quickly. And that's surprising.
They're so resilient. I'm telling you, man. And they're so much bigger. You know, we limit them with what we think they can do. But, you know, a lot of times, but they're like, especially this generation, like,
oh, man, this generation.
Look what they just went through, you know? They just went through with the pandemic, you know, and having to, you know, to react and go through that.
It was partying. What are you talking about right now? Like,
but you think about it, though. That's a lot for kids mentally, you know, to be, you know, separated from their friends, you know, and all their normal activities in life and just kind of be.
That's if you got outside kids.
Yeah,
there's a difference now. There's a difference. There's some inside kids and there's some outside kids. I got one of each. My son's an inside kid. My daughter's an outside kid. Totally different. He handled the pandemic with flying colors. He's like, oh. Not going anywhere today. Okay, no worries.
Awesome.
I'm good. My daughter's like going crazy. So, you know, it's
You're right. I guess just in general.
But
anyway, so Dr. Spearman was the keynote speaker at their graduation ceremony for the College for Kids program. And I just remember meeting her in the elevator before I knew who she was, and just she just had that type of energy. It's just kind of draws you in, and you can just tell there was something special about her. So and just the more I've gotten to know her and meet her and talk to her, she's just doing some amazing things out here. So I'm really excited to talk to her in a little bit.
Absolutely. So, I'm excited to hear from her. So I'm going to learn a little bit more about her and kind of what we're doing there. As we kind of go through this process, I mean, we've been at this for a while now. I think this is, what, episode 16 or something like that?
Yeah, man, we're rolling along.
I know, dude. We've seen a lot of different people, a lot of different walks of life and stuff like that, man. We just know that we want to promote your business. You know, if you work with us, we can work with you guys. You know, we figured this out, quid pro quo. We actually went on the Fox show today, and we wanted to promote other people's apparel, right? So, but we didn't have enough apparel because you guys aren't someone to prepare for us to kind of wear. Like, if I had a shirt, you know, I'd wear the 311 shirt, or I'd wear whatever shirt, or, you know, love for whatever the case is, man. Please, please help me help you, help us help you promote yourself and promote your business. This is what this whole platform is all about. But real quick, just want to let you know, how do you feel about COVID? Are you feeling comfortable about that right now?
I am. I mean, I think I'm over it like everybody else. But I'm halfway vaccinated, and I don't know. I'm just rolling. I'm ready to just get back to life.
Okay. So I did some reading, and basically our hospitals are, they're in like Centura, you know, up the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over the old pits.
Centura, yeah.
So there's like 211 adult beds, and of those inpatient beds, 150 of those are already occupied. So if we get hit with another strain, because people are going to be out and about more, are you kind of like nervous about that a little bit?
Be honest with you, I'm not. I try not to really live in fear, you know, and I feel like that was something that I was noticing a lot of people around me.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my mother, I talked to different people, like when the pandemic first hit on, came on, is that a lot of people are just, it's easy to do that. It's a natural thing, you know, to just get in that fear mindset of, oh my God, what's going to happen? And, you know, I just believe the faith I have in my life and my God is that he's going to, this is my time to go, it's going to be my time to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, and I just, whether it's some fluke as pandemic or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not gonna live my life in fear. I'm just not gonna do it. So I just, you know, take the precautions I can take. I take my little vitamins and do what I can do to try to help my immune system to be the best that it can be. And like I said, I'm getting my shots, and I've always been an advocate for people keeping their distance anyway. So this don't faze me one bit, especially if I don't know you. I don't want you to have 6 feet anyway,
right.
You know. And I don't like touching random stuff everywhere we go anyway.
I don't trust everybody.
So those type of things, I'm kind of glad we're adapting those things. I mean, I've seen some people just don't care. They do the same things regardless, and be up on you and touch things and whatever. But you know, that's been me anyway. So it's not really a whole, except for the masks. That's about the biggest change I think I've had to adapt into, our new life. So I'm okay with it.
That's fair enough. So I just want a quick note, man. Bitcoin, let's run into that a little bit. Everybody, that's a hot ticket, Coinbase, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, all that type of stuff. Everybody's investing. Did you know GSA is selling Bitcoin?
No, I did not. What?
Yeah. GSA is selling Bitcoin. Listen, man, everybody's cashing in on this. If you ain't cashing, they've been doing it for a little while now. This is, I think, their third iteration. Let me go to my notes. They are selling $500,000 worth of Bitcoin. And the amount of Bitcoin that they're going to be selling is $9,000 above market price.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're making money on
that
Bitcoin.
Seems like... I don't know. I guess I just didn't think.
You know,
that's
this is not real money. This is just,
I know,
figment money.
I know. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was just actually literally thinking about that on the way over here. Like, I really want to learn more about Bitcoin. I don't know a lot about it, but I just feel like that's. I'm curious. I'm puzzled. It just seems like that's not the place,
right,
or the avenue for that. Or I don't know.
It sounds very convoluted. It sounds very different. I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of money moving. But I don't see a physical product. I just see this pie in the sky. Here's this thing. You should buy it, and everybody buying it. So, you know, whatever. It's cool. I just thought I'd just throw that out there. GSA. Research it if you like.
I thought it was like the logistics company. I thought GSA was where government, you know, agencies went to when they needed to buy new binders and notebooks for the office.
No,
and,
they, and safes or whatever they needed to buy. They buy everything. They buy everything. They sell everything. They're just like any other, you know, government entity.
Okay.
So, you know, they have their own needs. They want to fill their coffers, so they're using Bitcoin to do it. I just thought I'd put it out there. Okay. For all you guys who want to do your research, go and check that out. I think they're doing the auction this April 23rd, April 26th, 5 p.m., just in case you want to buy some Bitcoin. So there's that. Just a little bit about bankruptcy. So what I actually found today was bankruptcy is actually down in Prince William. Did you know that?
No, I did not know. That's awesome.
That's pretty good. But here's the catch. You know why it's down?
Because we get all these stimulums and all these other checks and everything else. No,
we're getting closer.
Okay.
COVID.
Okay.
You got to understand how it impacts everything. So all the, like, the legal systems and all that stuff, they're all backed up with stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's so many court cases that's right now already on, like, the back burner right now.
On the docket.
Just saying, it's just taking forever to get the full maturation process. What I saw was there was 156 filed in 2019, and then 369 in 2019 versus the 156 filed in 2020. So there's a big delta there. So even if half of those are found to be bankrupt, that's a lot of fucking bankruptcies.
Like you said, and I mean, this kind of, like you said, with COVID, right, that's one of the, I guess, the plus sides, if you will, I guess for now, is all the different programs and incentives that they have had to try to help people, you know.
PPP
to try
loans and
all those. So I'm curious to see the flip side of it.
But even then, that's a whole thing there, too. That's a whole new, like, PPP loan, okay, well, what happens if they don't use all the money? Where does the money go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody knows. JB, do you know where the money goes if everybody doesn't buy or use all this PPP money? Because I have a stinky feeling it goes right back into somebody's pocket. So there may be some misinformation given out to people.
Yeah.
It's possible. I feel a conspiracy theory today. I don't know. I'm just questioning everything.
He's like that a lot of days.
I don't care, man. I question a lot of things, man. I just sit back and I watch. I mean, if you know me, I'm a cat from back in the day. I just sit back and I watch with a mean face. But that's my face. But I just watch.
Yeah.
But just watch and observe. So, anywho. So, yeah, I know that, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about Pure Romance. I know you showed me, like, a spray or something. It smelled really, really good. It was
So I'm going to be heavily preparing very soon, getting ready for Mother's Day. So I'll be doing, like, baskets and gift sets and things like that. Mm-hmm. But before I kind of get on that kick, I just wanted to know. I just stocked up on some men products, some men's skin and bath and body products.
I can't see you here. There you go.
So anyway, these are actually they're brand new fragrance off of Pure Romance. It's called Oak and Amber. And so, like you were saying, before I showed you the bottle, I wanted you to smell it and see kind of how it smelled to you. Like you said, you smelled the cedar in it.
Right.
They said the cedar smell. It's just like a really cool, just like a more mellow smell. So for the men out there, Father's Day is going to be coming up soon down the road here. So we have there's nourishing body lotion. What you sprayed is actually called Kiss, and Kiss is really cool. We actually have Kiss fragrances for men and women, but it's really cool because it's a neutralizing fragrance. It's like we have different perfumes and colognes, but this is a more mild fragrance, and it's a neutralizing fragrance, and it's really good for when you're using. You know, this past weekend I was really fortunate to hang out in the woods with some friends and family, and we had a little. You know, a little fire. We were roasting marshmallows and stuff like that. So, but and it's fun. But you smell like the fire pit after you leave for the next, whatever. So, you know, to have something like that, keep it in my car so I can spray it down and not smell like a fire pit or like an ashtray.
So it takes away like the smoke smell.
Yep, it takes away the smoke.
So listen,
smell,
man,
yep,
y'all who be smoking them jacks.
Oh my god, if you still smell
like Black and Miles, man. Yeah. Listen, all you gotta do is scoop one of these germs right quick, right? Put it in your car, smoke your jack, you good. You know, it got a little cedar smell to it. It's got a little rose in it too. So you got to think of what line is that? Probably Armand or Jean Paul Gaultier. Think of that with a cedar smell undertone.
And also too, when it gets hot in the summertime, for the men and the women, we encourage you to just put it in the freezer and spray it down like that. Spray it down. It's really. It just helps you like just feel refreshed and everything. As you know, you coming and going or whatever. before you get a chance to hop in the shower, if you just out and about doing different things. So you still, you know, not funky and offensive, you know, and you smell nice. Like I said, to have that cedar smell, it's just like a really calm and cool smell. Mm-hmm. And then also too, I have, so I have the shave cream as well. I was referring to, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is the men's version of Coochie. It's just a really cool, rash-free shave cream, okay. that is got, keratin and lanolin in it, and it just penetrates the hair follicles. You put it on for about 90 seconds, let it penetrate the hair follicles, and you'll have like the smoothest shave ever. And I know, like I said, in addition to women shaving, I know a lot of men that shave as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of men that don't like having body hair, they don't like, you know, they just want to manscape and try to keep things cleaned and you know, well manicured. So so Coochie, that's the best. Like I said, it's going to prevent you from getting those ingrown hairs, those red bumps, things like that. You're not going to get that if you're using Coochie, so if you're using that with your shave. Mm. So, and then a fresh razor as well. And then Body Dew is the body oil that you would put on after you shave or after you get out the shower or what have you, just instead of lotion, if you're not a lotion person, or especially as it gets really hot. For me, I feel like lotion sometimes gets a little sticky, a little bit heavy. But this Body Dew, it's
Jergens get heavy. You all know what I'm talking about. It's the almond junk, the junk with the red. That junk is heavy.
Be honest
with
you.
No more cocoa butter. That ain't the move, man. No Palmer's.
Yeah, once it gets too hot, it kind of, like I said, can kind of get you, have you feeling hot and sticky and kind of clog your pores up. So that's what Body Dew is really good for. It's not going to do that, but it's going to give you a 24-hour moisturization that your skin. So you don't, you're not going to skip, be ashy. And also, too, if you have tattoos especially, it's really good at bringing your tattoos to life. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I love my tattoos, so I like to keep mine popping, so.
So number one, don't, just because it makes you hot, you still got a lotion. So yeah. Please put lotion on.
Yeah, you still,
you know, your arms
summer.
And feet, you know, all, like, we look at that. Yeah. So still lotion. But, you know, you might want to use one of those products to kind of help you out. If you don't feel like lotion, do a little spray mist and, you know, moisturize, please.
Yeah, Body Dew is awesome. Yeah. So if you are interested in those or any other Pure Romance items, you can definitely reach out to me at www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods. Also, too, on social media, on Instagram at Tea Parties by PR, and then Natasha Woods on Facebook. So just real quick, too, in case anybody, you know, especially for people that might have an excessive amount of body hair or other things as well that you want to do for your skin and trying to help you get ready. Mm-hmm. As the weather's getting warmed up, and we're starting to, you know, talk about going to different places. I know we have some events coming up, but we haven't talked about it actually in a little while.
Yeah, we do.
So we got our pop-up over on Sunday. That was awesome as well.
Shout out to Miriam.
Yeah, she did a let me just decide to step on talk on that real
Please
quick.
Do.
So Miriam, the Yum Yum Queen, that was awesome. We had the pop-up on Sunday. It was amazing. I saw a lot of, I don't know, maybe like 30 vendors maybe or so in there.
I don't know, it was packed.
It was packed in there. It was packed, but it was not crowded, right? It was
exactly.
not like we were not on top
we
of
had
each
just
other.
Enough people.
We had enough space to move around and be socially distanced. Mm-hmm. Everybody had their masks on. I saw lots of hand sanitizers on everybody's tables, but it was all love. It was just a bunch of positivity and a lot of different vendors selling different types of apparel and candles. And Mia Moore out there with her candles, and then of course I was there with my Pure Romance table. It was just all love. The Yum Yum juice was flowing, so it was really cool. Unfortunately, we had to end it a little bit early, but I know
I was leaving
that,
with like 4 or 5 bottles, man.
Yeah, man, I got my freezer stocked up already, so I keep them on deck.
My dad's the same way, man. Yeah. I can't go to my house anymore. You got the Yum Yum juice? Like, I ain't get it. It gives me you gotta get out my house. Look.
Keep them on deck.
Right. All so, right. This is what we're doing.
But that was awesome. And to me, you know, Miriam and just anybody else who's been coming through and been a part of Bring Your Own Vibe thus far.
Absolutely.
This is exactly what we're doing this for. That's exactly, that was so cool. And that's such the type of things we want to keep seeing and the direction we want to keep heading is us being able to come together, collaborate, network, make money together, and just make opportunities like that happen. So I know we'll get a chance to do it again, and I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, so as I was just stepping back from that, as we're talking about getting ready to do all those type of things, I just want to shout out to Dr. Z Chambers, practicing OBGYN in the Northern Virginia area. Mm-hmm. Who is branching into doing more aesthetics. She has actually an open house event next week on April the 29th, I believe at 6:00. You can please reach out to her. You can give her a call at 703-441-3555, or you can hit her up her website, and that's www.drzchambers.com. So she's going to be having an open house session for all of her Cutera equipment, which encompasses a variety of different procedures from laser hair removal, vein removal, things to help you with acne if you're having different issues with your skin.
Yeah, a lot of people have acne problems.
Yeah, a lot of people do, especially people that have melanin in their skin. You know, a lot of times we have issues with scarring and pigmentation, and it's often things like that. And so she has a lot of equipment and procedures that she's doing to help eliminate that. And again, just get your skin ready. You don't want to be wearing piles of makeup and stuff all the time when it gets really hot outside. And, you know, maybe, and also too, she has some procedures and equipment to help eliminate some of the extra fat. So, you know, maybe you want to slim down before it gets to be really hot outside. Yeah, you got more to carry around. You'll be sweating.
Right. So tighten it up a little bit. Man.
As well as machines that help you tighten up the muscles as well. Mm-hmm. So like I said, give Dr. Z a shout. Like I said, I know when she has her open house events, she always looks out and does like crazy pricing and group packages and stuff like that. So it's definitely the way to go ahead and just get yourself ready for summer.
Absolutely. So. Got a couple people I want to shout out real quick. Tony Marie Ledette, thank you very much. I appreciate you so much for the pictures that you took. She's the one who actually did our promo. She was actually doing the pictures at the pop-up for Miriam. Was doing a fantastic job capturing all the moments and the memories there. And she also did, you know, our crop top pictures that you guys seen that we blast out on our BYOV page. Appreciate you so much. You know, very professional. Love what she's doing. Black Girl Magic, she got photo shoots coming up. So please hit her up. If you don't know, hit my page. And also, shout out to Silky Smooth Hand Dance Studio.
Silky Smooth.
There we go. She's kicking off her classes tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow at the co-op. Right. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, I think it's from 7 to 9. She has a beginning hand dancing class. She'll be doing all of that. I'll be running an event in tandem with her, not tomorrow, but the following Thursday. I'm having a card night, Uno night. So look out for that. That's coming soon.
So it's gonna be with the Silky Smooth, or in the same spot.
It's in the same area, same spot. So it's not with Silky Smooth. So my mom's doing it over here. I'm gonna be over here, and we're just gonna figure out how to work. You know.
Okay.
So in my area, we're playing Uno. So if you know how to play Uno, please come out. Hit me up, because we playing Uno that night. You know, we're gonna rotate the night. We're gonna have a spade night, and we're gonna have a tonk night. We're gonna have, you know, board game night. We're gonna have you know, all types of night, man. We're just gonna learn to get back out and enjoy and be amongst folks, not just our kids all the time. So we need to be able to do all that type of stuff.
Awesome, exciting, Silky Smooth. Hey, Mama Mason. So that's pretty cool, man. I told you I'm going to eventually be able to get over there with her and learn how to hand dance. So yeah. I know there's a lot of people in the area. I learned after meeting your mom and meeting, you know, and learning what she's doing that I've met and talked to that, you know, I know they're part of the hand dancing circuit in the area. So they know her. So
yeah,
another local celebrity.
Listen,
we've had,
man,
the pleasure.
It's a mother son. Like in our family, you know, you got to push each other further and further. And my mom's been out there doing it. We talked a little about it on the interview, in which case, just the interview. It's going to drop tomorrow for Fox. Please log on to Fox 5, Tisha Lewis, The Good Word. That's going to be dropping tomorrow on all platforms. But, you know, it's healthy competition. You know, I see the drive in her, and I'm like, I'm a competitor. I've always been a competitor. I grew up with, you know, competitive folks in my family. Not like, oh, I'm trying to be better than you. Just, I want you to be better. It's a different type of drive, right? So, you know, I'll be honest with you, she's probably the biggest on the East Coast. Yeah. I mean, hands down, like, she's killing it, and she's been doing it by herself. Like, everybody else may have help doing it, but she does it by herself. So, super proud of her. She's dropping that, you know, and she also has her blue and gold, man. She's been running that strong for a few years now. It's going to be a big, big, big event. I mean, she had Marriott call her, the Hilton call her. They all wanted to book her, you know, and she had to pick a vendor, in which case she once had the event because it's so large. So tell your mama, tell your auntie and all that type of stuff, man. It's going to be big. We'll let you guys know what's going on there. So without further ado, we're almost at the 30-minute mark, so we're about to bring Dr. GG Spearman on, you know.
Yeah, just real quick though, because I know we haven't talked about it in a couple weeks. Okay. I know we have the Quinkin Comedy Show coming up in a couple weeks as well.
We do. And here's the thing, man. I've been getting hit up all the time about this, man. Quinkin Comedy at the Palace. So if you guys don't know where the Palace is, on Route 1, over there by the old where Big Lox used to be, Route 1 right now, by Fred Lynn. But we're having a Quinkin Comedy, and it's going to be a really, really unique event, right? So, number one, we're going to be hosting live over there because it's on a Wednesday night. But beyond that, we're going to be, you know, interviewing folks over there, how their day is going, what they're doing, you know, what they're up to, just the regular people. But more importantly, it's for Woodbridge, right? We're creating an environment where Woodbridge can go and collaborate. Not only do we have a comedy show, We got a band. We got a party. We got an after party. Everything that you want to do is going to be at this Crank and Comedy. I'm just trying to tell you. And it's not expensive. It's
$25. Oh, that's awesome.
It's $25. I know for sure there's been $40 price tags at the Go-Go at a I'm not going to say a name, but at a location with $40 just to get in the venue.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're saying $25. It, you know, it's a super big, it's probably the biggest space in Woodbridge for an indoor facility that I've seen.
Okay.
And it holds up to 1,000 people. Like I said, we only get a few hundred. And I'm going to say right now, probably already at, what, 30% capacity?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're moving on. We're moving on.
And shout out to D. Floyd and his team. They are hilarious.
The executives, no doubt.
Looking forward to seeing them. And I love going to comedy shows. Actually, that's one of the things I definitely have been missing doing, you know, this last year and a half or year or so. So, shout out. I'm looking forward to that.
Shout outs to the mailman, too, man. Shout outs to the mailman. Yo, we winning, Chief. We out here winning. But fun fact, never been to a comedy show.
Really?
Never been to a comedy show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I guess this will be your first one. So you gotta go.
I'm throwing the first one. I don't care. Yeah. I'm making new stuff. Like, we got to do that. So this is the first. This is a new venture for me, personally. You know, I've never been to a real live comedy show. I never went to an event like that. So, you know, shout out to the executives, the mailman, you know, for putting this all together at a very nice location. That's right next to, you know, all the, it's easy access and plenty of space. So okay. That's going to be good, man. I'm really excited. Really excited about that.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I miss that. I used to go like every time like Kevin Hart comes around or who else? Cat Williams is probably my favorite. If he comes in the area.
You like Cat Williams?
Oh my gosh. Like, yes. Like, especially live. Like, you know, and it's different too. Like comedians are different in the movie when they're, you know, they have to follow the script or whatever. They can, you know, show their personality a little bit, but it's different when they, you know, when they come and they live and they do the stand-up. There's some of my favorite people that I love watching them in movies. Like when I saw them in person, I was like, nah, I would never come back and see them.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna call no names out, but
you might well put them out there. I mean, I don't know. This I would never been a big Cat Williams fan. He's okay. I just miss my man. It will never be the same, but my man's Bernie Mac.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the hilarious. Day, like I don't have that Bernie Mac person, that personality. I like Kevin Hart. I definitely like Dave Chappelle. The new Dave Chappelle is, I like the new Dave Chappelle compared to the old Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? He's more refined, and I like him because he's really focused.
Yeah.
And before he's all...
He's full grown.
Yeah, he's like, listen, man, I've been through some stuff.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
So he's like storytelling from that perspective.
Only thing is, them ticket prices is full grown, too, now.
Yeah, but you gotta plan accordingly.
Yeah, I was especially like, have a good time. Shit, when I remember we first came back after being gone for a long time, I wanted to go, and I was like... got to pay my car note this month.
No, we gotta go laugh. Yeah. Oh man, no. So that's awesome. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a lot of other things that we got going on, especially in the pipeline. We got events, we got exclusive shows that we got coming up. You know, we got other parties that we're going to be hosting and doing. Also, if you need party space, event space, you don't have room. Even if you want to throw a pure romance party and you don't have the space, you got too many. We got a location for you. I'm trying to tell you, it's a very, very nice price. It's not super expensive. It's not going to bust your pocket over, but it's going to allow you guys to actually go and host something. So if you want to do exclusive events, if you want somewhere to go and just to chill out with a couple of people and have that ambiance, if you want to bring a DJ, have like 20 or 30 cats, I got a perfect spot for you. Let me know. I'll put you in contact, and I guarantee you to give you the best price. Also, if you want your apparel worn, if you want us to market you, we need something to market. So hit us up. You can reach me at byovibe@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our BYOV1 Facebook page, or just hit me up. I'm at BYOVibe, I believe, at Facebook. So we'll be streaming a few more platforms. I'm actually working on our YouTube right now.
All right then, sir.
So I think we're good.
Well, I think we need to take a little bit of a break right now.
Okay.
And we're going to come back with that with Dr. Spearman.
All right. See you in a second. Go.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure.
They
ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't a soldier. You born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas. This shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork. You know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas telling. Snitch. And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real. I won't fold under pressure. I had my test. Nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real. I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water. Won't spell it. I will. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. My way. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see, you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. My way. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose less, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, we'll saw him. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shot. Up by the wrong fold, put that on
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
Welcome back, welcome back. So we're back here. We're going to be bringing on Dr. Spearman. So we had to make some camera adjustments, but we're going to get there slowly but surely. Got to rotate that a little bit, Tasha. You slide around. Yeah, you can't. It's once it starts like live like that, like you either gotta slide and let it go. So listen, man, we bring your own vibe. We Jimmy Rig while we doing this at the same time. We gotta fix it. So it is what it is. But we are happy to be presenting Dr. Spearman. Natasha had introduced me to Dr. Spearman, did a little research on her and kind of what she's bringing. You know, kind of what she's doing. I mean, she has a boat. She got, you know, she's doing classes. She's a doctor. She got business development. Very, very interesting. Very interesting woman. Just interested to kind of hear her background and kind of how she came to be what she's doing right now.
Yeah. I told you, anybody else I've talked to about her, she's one of my sheroes. And she's definitely somebody that, you know, that I look up to and that I definitely would want to, you know, model a lifestyle after, you know. And it's amazing. I love to see that, you know, she's out here mentoring the youth and teaching these young ladies, you know, just how to be ladies, teaching them. She has classes for them in etiquette. In addition to, you know, the business front, she's investing in properties, things like that. You know, I was in the market to start looking for my first home, I guess in the fall. And she's one of the first people that I talked to, knowing that she has the business that she has and doing that. And so she's, you know, giving me some guidance and pointing me in the right direction. So, yeah, just a phenomenal woman. I just love to see people like this in the community. And I just feel like they should be celebrated and we should have more people know kind of what's going on, you know, in case they're interested in, you know, enrolling their kids, you know, in some of the programs and things she's got going on. Just continue to show the love, right, and just keep it going.
Without further ado, Dr. Spearman, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
I am awesome.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We heard so many great things about you. Natasha gave you a great lead-in. Very interested to learn kind of where you're at. I saw a lot, you know, I went to your page, your LinkedIn, and, you know, a few of your other things. I saw you on a boat. You're a captain now?
Yes, I captain my own yacht.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I'm loving it.
Okay. How long have you been doing that, and how much time did you invest in learning how to become a captain? Because, I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Well, first, I just want to congratulate the both of you on your show. I've listened to some of your segments, and I love your energy, and I love the name of the show, Bring Your Own Vibe. I'm a very positive, upbeat individual. And so I just love connecting with people who have a high energy level and are productive and about progression. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's great to hear, you know, good feedback and kind of what we're doing. Because, you know, what we're doing over here, we're bringing our own vibe. You know, we're stepping out on faith. We're trying to figure it all out. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to uplift as well. So we appreciate you, you know, trusting us and to interview you and talk about you and kind of what you're doing and highlighting your life and what you're doing. And, you know, we're really, really looking forward to kind of hearing your story and kind of what you're doing. So how'd everything get started? I know you're a little bit in business development. You got a captain of a ship. You're you know, a college professor. How'd everything come to fruition for you?
Well, I was a military officer for 26 years.
Okay.
And when I retired, I decided that I wanted to see what I was made of. I was offered a full-time position in the Pentagon. I literally could have walked into the job the day after I retired. But I decided I wanted flexibility, and I had become a real estate agent while I was in the military, and then I got my broker's license.
Okay.
Because I'm the type of person that always reaches for the next level. And then I bought, and then I started my own real estate company, and then I was investing in real estate properties, buying rental properties, buying, holding, selling. And so by the time I retired, I didn't have to work for an income. I could just live in my passion.
Right.
And so that's how it all started. You know, the military, I really have to give first my parents credit because they prepared me for everything in life, literally everything. So when I went into the military, I did not have to work that hard. I already knew integrity. I already understood self-discipline, self-respect, treating people properly. I knew all of that from my parents. Mm-hmm. So when I got into the military, I was able to excel really fast because I walked the way they wanted me to walk, and I talked the way they wanted me to talk. I did everything I was supposed to do and even overcoming obstacles, because certainly there were a lot of obstacles being a female in a male-dominated industry. However, I learned very early in life to just have confidence and to try, and what you don't know, you can learn. And so that's how I progressed. So when I retired from the military, I went into real estate investing full time and started buying properties all over Prince William County. Next thing you know, I was in a position that I had no idea that I would land in, where I had amassed an inventory of investment properties. So then that gave me leverage to do other things. I decided to get my PhD because I had the military benefits to do that.
Okay.
So I got my PhD in business because my bachelor's was in business management. My master's degree was in business with a special emphasis on quality systems management. So I can go into any business and review and assess their business systems and give business improvement strategic plans. That's what I do, help businesses develop into their desired results. And so after I was doing that, I thought, well, I've got some time on my hands. I might as well buy a boat. And I went out and didn't know anybody with the boat, but I bought one, didn't know how to navigate it, didn't know anything. But again, I'm into learning. I love to read. I'm not a TV person at all. Like, I don't know anything about all the shows people talk about because I'm just academic. That's just how I'm built.
Gotcha.
So I love to read. I love to look at videos. I love to learn. And I hired a couple of captains and learned how to navigate my boat. And then I upgraded to a cruiser yacht. It'll be 2 years in September.
Okay.
And,
congratulations.
Then I just recently got my captain's license through the U.S. Coast Guard.
Fantastic. Awesome. See, look at you making moves. Okay.
That's
running around.
That's what I'm talking about, living a life by design.
Right.
You know, that's amazing. You know, and I think about, you know, the next phases of life and living life like that. And that's for sure, like, how I want things to be. Like, it must be an amazing feeling, I would imagine, to pretty much get up from day to day and just do whatever you feel like doing, you know, working for yourself and calling your own shots. And
it is. And I did it all while raising my children. So I always tell young people are my heart. They make my heart beat. I love young people, and Tasha spoke a little bit about the work that I do with youth. I also have several young women that I mentor, and several young men that I've mentored into the real estate investment business. I have rented to almost all of my son's friends over the years, and that's been an awesome pleasure because I've helped them to learn how to navigate, you know, financial management, learning financial literacy, understanding how to navigate through this life, because a lot of the skills that we need, we do not learn in school,
yeah.
And some people do not learn at home.
Right.
So it's very important to understand, one, how money works. And by the way, success has absolutely nothing to do with money.
Right.
It's all about happiness and how you create that lifestyle for yourself to give yourself happiness. And then affirming yourself, and, you know, confidence comes through accomplishment. So when you accomplish things by learning and doing, then you become confident, and then that just excels. I mean, you just, it elevates you to a higher level. There's nothing that can stop it. It is the way it works. People can't stop you. I always tell my young people, you can't have anybody else's blessings. So don't ever be jealous or upset because someone gets something you don't have, even if you think they don't deserve it. But guess what? They can't have your blessings either. And your time is coming if you do the work. And that's believe it or not, I live a beautiful life. I'm in love with my life, but nothing gives me more reward than teaching young people how to maximize their potential.
We
so that they can feel successful.
We were literally just talking about that earlier today. Were we not during our interview at Fox? So, you know, what's for you is for you. You know, it's God's going to give it to you, and that's going to be yours, and that's for you and you only. You know, somebody can't
that's
steal
right.
that away from you. You know, you could just walking in your life, walking in your truth, walking in your energy, and you know, really giving off the good vibes so other people can really feel that and have that confidence to walk in their own light. You know, that's one of the reasons why we have this show, Bring Your Own Vibe. Be you. We want to really bring you up, push you out there, and let you vibrate throughout the world so other people can get that good energy.
And also, too, learn to appreciate the fact that your own path is just for you, right? And so that helps as well for you to be able to love yourself more, you know, knowing that, you know, again, what's for you is for you, right? Nobody else can take it from you. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to pass it by. Just learn to love and appreciate you and the life that you have and the things that you have, you know, and then work towards the things that you don't, that you want to accomplish. You know, let that be inspiration for you to, you know, work for, if you know, for the next thing, instead of, you know, something you're jealous or upset about. You know that if it's for you.
Well, let me tell you, this is so critical of what I'm about to say. So everything has to be solution driven. And it's very easy. We're always telling people, love yourself, have confidence.
Uh-huh.
The critical thing we have to do is teach them how to do it. It's very easy to tell people, and I'm sure you've run across people who are jealous or have, you know, that's because they haven't achieved for themselves. But what's important is, how do we do that? How do we teach children? How do we teach young people? How do I teach young women, young men to affirm themselves? You're only going to be confident and love yourself if you know how to affirm yourself. And you have to stop letting other people define you. You have to stop thinking about what other people are going to think if you do this or if you do that. And that takes practice. And that's the key part that I love when I can teach young people, because we can say, parents tell me all day long, she needs confidence. I tell her, you got to be confident, but she doesn't know how to be confident. In my program, I have an 8-week program, leadership development program, that teaches how to be confident. And it goes right back to how to affirm yourself. And we do practice and we do exercises so that they can get in that mindset. Because most parents will say, didn't I tell you to do this? Didn't I tell you to do this?
Uh-huh.
Well, I teach a young person initiative. So now they know how to take the initiative to do it, and the parent doesn't have to repeat themselves. But that's a process. And so I'm the kind of person that if there's a problem, there's a solution. And so having a solution-driven mindset is very important in teaching people. And there are a lot of adults, and I know you guys know this, that you know that they don't, you know, they, for some reason, even in my age group, I'm just like, wow, I have this big smile on my face. and right. you're still frowning at me like, what? What's wrong?
Right.
What's the matter?
Yep.
But those people have not learned mm-hmm. to, you know, accept who they are yeah. and then spend time on yourself. Right. Then you don't have to worry about me because I'm going to be on my boat.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, and to be honest with you, so my generation, my you know my era, we kind of got to pioneer a little bit different because the way forward now is a lot different than it was a little while ago. How we kind of maneuver now is a little bit different, right? So we make money different. Our decisions are even school, college now is different. Like how we're approaching life is a little bit different. I think now is a time for us to really set in stone of who we're going to be, you know, take that stance and really drive forward. So, and just have that confidence in being who you are. I have a good friend that we went to school with. I don't know. You remember Justin Greer? Mm-hmm. So Justin, he's on the show. Shout out to Justin. He actually, you know, had bought 20 acres of land and he's teaching, you know, young youth how to grow fruit and crops and how to do this and responsibilities. He's took it all the way back to the roots. And I spoke to him several times. He's an investor, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's that type of character where, you know, he really wants to embody of, we got to build from the ground up. And my mom always taught me, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, back in the day, everybody could used to be able to beat you. Now you can't beat nobody. Right. So, but back then, it kind of meant that everybody was watching over everybody, not necessarily a beating, but everybody was mindfully watching everybody and what they're doing and mindfully correcting what they're doing rather than turning a blind eye or just turning on a camera to catch it, to say that I caught it, to make sure that you're hot. So I really would like for everybody to get back to that place, but it's hard to navigate there. I'm just saying it's a very difficult new landscape, and sometimes we don't have the answers. I mean, I don't have all the answers, Natasha. I don't know. Maybe you do.
No, definitely not. That's why I pray like I do.
We got
I definitely
to.
Don't.
We got to. So we got to, you know, and that's kind of as, you know, as a older person, we got to kind of figure out how to navigate that world. And we're still doing the same. And while we're doing, we're just walking in our life, just being who we are. And that's the best we can do for right now until we figure everything else.
So I have actually a question for you, Dr. Spearman. It's considering that you work so much, so closely with the youth and that you, you know, are constantly, you know, dealing with them in different phases and developing. And just also to just the context of like what is going on in the world right now with, you know, music, and we have these women dominating the music industry, uh-huh. but they're naked, uh-huh. you know, and there's just so much going on. But, you know, at the same time, it is 2021. So people are a lot more liberated and comfortable and free to speak their mind about sexuality and different things like that. What is your view or your take on femininity and womanhood right in the era that we're in right now?
I like that question.
Well, you know, I'm a faith-based person, and so I understand that evolution has taken place just like my parents and their parents had to deal with the evolution and how things were changing in society. So as far as looking at young people, I have a lot of interaction with 30s and 40s, people in their 30s and 40s, and they're doing fantastic. I mean, they really are. They're, you know, they're buying homes and they're staying together. They're keeping their families together. I'm so proud of them. I know people in your age group that got married right after high school or so, and they're still married and they're, you know, doing extremely well. I'm not one of those people that will criticize younger people because I understand that times have changed. I don't necessarily like everything that I see. Of yeah. course not. But mm-hmm. my parents didn't like everything in my generation
right.
either.
Right.
So unfortunately, we are loosening so much. And as the young man just stated, how it used to take a village. So everyone was, I will tell you this, I taught children's church for a while, and the parents of my children did not want me to say a word to their children, you know. And so I had to respect that because people will not allow you to help. Some people won't. So I look at it with a grain of salt because I have sons. I have grandchildren. They're out in the world. They're in college. They're doing extremely well. But there are some things that they do and say, and my head will spin. But no, you don't understand. Like, what is happening?
Right.
But again, and it shocks me. It shocks me. But I can't. The only thing I can do, like, let's just say, example, profanity, and that's a tiny thing to people in the younger people because they're like, well, everybody curses. Well, I don't, and I never did. And so my young girls, I try to explain to them that, you know, it sets a different kind of vibe when you come off loud and cussing and, you know, and, but I will look at one of my granddaughter's Facebook pages and I'm like, wow. You know, because that's how they talk. And I can't tell them what to do. They're 18, 19 now, so I can't.
Yeah.
But one thing I don't do is criticize. What I do I try to set a great example. Mm-hmm. I try to set example for mothers and fathers. Even my oldest son, I have reminded him that if he plays a certain kind of music in his car while my granddaughter's in the car, that music will manifest. You cannot continue to listen to certain music and don't think it's not going to have an impact on your children. Mm-hmm. So I can do that. And so that's how I approach it. And I pray a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that we see in this lifetime that none of us expected to ever see. But I think, and my whole thing goes back to when people ask me, I did a show a couple of weeks ago, how do we change it? It starts in the home, and then you spread that into your community. And if you think about that, if you think if each family started in their home mm-hmm. and then branched out in their community, then that's how it changes. But people have to want change.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think you talked on change in the home, and we were talking about COVID earlier today. COVID is changing the dynamic of the home. A lot of people are exiting on out, you know, because you're dealing with stuff, and now you actually have to face that stuff that you're dealing with, and it's either fight or flight, right? Mm-hmm. You're either going to stay there and stick it out, or you're going to roll out, and a lot of people are rolling out, so that dynamic is changing. So I think it's kind of a needed change, because COVID had made us face adversity, and you have to stare it down, and we have to make a decision one way or another, or you choose to be in the situation that you are in, but don't complain about growth, or don't complain about, oh, I'm feeling blue because of this, because you're choosing to do that. I think you really just have to choose to really want to be happy, right? A lot of times there are some times where we can't be happy for one reason or another, but ultimately, we do have to take care of self. And in order to take care of another person, you do have to take care of yourself, have a good mind, body, and spirit about you, so you can exude that energy to the next person and help them out.
So right now, in the midst of what's going on, I know we're slowly, you know, things are kind of opening back up, you know, trickling back up. What activities, what programs are you actively doing right now? Are you mentoring? Do you have a girls group that you're mentoring this year? Or how is that flowing for you right now?
Well, in 2019, I had a very significant event that occurred. So I'm affiliated with Mothers of NBA Players Association. And they saw my team leadership program where I take the girls in limousines to the Ritz-Carlton and do the etiquette training, bring in a different female professional uh-huh. to talk to show them about the different careers. And so the Mothers of NBA Players Association decided that they did not have a significant annual event and wanted me to train them. And then they want to put my leadership program for girls in every major NBA city across the country.
Fantastic. Wow. That's fantastic.
You what? That's a huge blessing.
That's
so
amazing.
And Lynn was working with people, you know, Kevin Durant's mother lives in Maryland. And there are a couple other people. I don't know all the NBA players. So anyway, we started the process, started the training, and then COVID hit. So last year would have been our first event. And so then again, this year we won't be able to do it. But I'm still working on that because that's very significant. And then the second biggest thing I'm working on is developing a leadership program that can be accessible on electronic devices so that my leadership students, because I'm trying to prepare for how I'm going to exit this business and how I'm going to continue to have impact. And so I'm going to develop, or I already have developed, the actual leadership programs. Now I'm hiring a software company to transform that into an application for electronic devices. So now young people, if they choose, will have access to leadership development through their cell phones, tablets, and hopefully we'll get it into the school systems and everywhere where young people are.
Fantastic. That's awesome. That sounds really good. It's innovative. So you sound like you stay on the forefront and the cutting edge of technology, so that's really good.
Innovation is a new leadership characteristic. It didn't used to be, but I studied at the New England School of Business and Finance, and so innovation is a key element to leadership now. And you're right, we have to stay on the cutting edge. Absolutely.
Yeah, things are changing. The whole world is changing so much, particularly with, you know, just having access to the internet, you know, so readily available, you know, to everybody. It's just, everything's just, is changing. So I just wanted to just, you know, again, celebrate you. That sounds really amazing, in addition to all the other things you have going on as well. And you said something earlier that's so key. You know, there's so many things that, you know, they learn the basics in school. Kids learn the basics in school. You learn how to add, you know, how to read, you learn how to read, things like that. But there's so many factors in life that are not taught. And, you know, like I said, at home, some people don't, their parents don't know to teach them these things. They don't know because they were never taught it themselves. And you can't give somebody something. Mom always tells me, you can't give somebody something you never had, right? So to be able to have people like you in a community doing these type of things and just really looking out for the youth and showing them, you know, the way to go, the way to be, it's just awesome. And I'm just so inspired by it. And I love to see it. I would definitely, you know, I'm sad to hear you say you're trying to exit out, because I definitely would love to get my daughters enrolled in your program. And just, you know, just continue to keep trust with what you're doing so we can just all continue to grow. I just try to keep that in my life and my business and my life, as well as the theory of just kind of staying a student and just continuing to learn from people like you, especially women like you that are, you know, just helping really shape and form the next generation. So just thank you for everything that you're doing out here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Just in case you're interested, I will be introducing young people to the boat and yachting lifestyle this summer. So I will have a marine biologist on board, and we will be exposing them to the marine lifestyle. And that's going to be the bomb. I am so excited about
it. Oh, I'm there. I'm like definitely interested. I'm all for it. I was trying to figure out a way to nicely ask you when I could get on the boat. But that's awesome. You know, like you said, just expanding their mindsets, you know, for kids, there's kids from so many different neighborhoods and areas and, you know, different classes and things. They just don't get introduced to those different types of things, right? It's just not, they're necessarily their family's financial means or just the way that they've lived may not have provided them the opportunity to be able to see those different types of things in life. And so that's awesome. I just love to see this kind of stuff, because there's so many kids out here that just don't have or don't get to see, and they don't know, you know, and they just stay stuck, you know, so... and help them grow and build and evolve. And that's just awesome.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gigi Spearman.
So Dr. Spearman, if anybody is interested, like I said, if you are doing, you know, the whatever programs you have open to, whether for leadership or for the real estate investing or what have you, what's the best way for anybody to get in contact with you?
Anyone can contact me at www.cesleadershipfoundation.org. And it's all one word. CES is the initials named after my dad, who was the ultimate leader. CES, and then Leadership Foundation.
It's like Charlie Echo Sierra, right?
I'm sorry?
Charlie Echo Sierra.
You better go ahead.
Just I got you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Spearman. Thank you so much. I think
God bless you all.
Yeah, you too.
As well.
We're about out of time.
So we're at the top of the hour. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back next week. We got two special guests that we'll be bringing on. We'll see if the other one's going to come on. But, however, it's going to be a very fun show. Make sure you tap in May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, man. We're going to be live and in person at the Palace. It's going to be a show. Take care. God bless. Y'all have a good night. Cheers.
Some pressure, so I'm never stressing. I do. You know it's my way, like Usher. My way. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more way, no more.